office and start grinding out like AI slop, you know, for the masses.
Oh, you know.
So,
Gross.
yeah, that'd be horrible. Yeah, well, you're definitely not gonna do that, or else I'd bonk you over the head with a mallet.
Yep,
Yeah.
and I would welcome
Yeah, exactly.
it.
Yeah, what do you hope people will get out of the new Chickadee record and also the album art when they're checking it out?
Have a party. That's kind of my main mission. Have a good time listening to music. I hope you hear something that you have never heard in your life.
Yeah, or never seen in your life, because the art is nice too.
The art's very nice. Yeah, I'm such a big fan with how that turned out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Miguel.
Yeah. Yeah, you got any future gigs, any future music projects, any Chrono Cross, Chrono Trigger tributes coming up?
Ooh, man, I wish we had a Chrono Trigger tribute coming up. You can see us at The Leaf on May, I believe, 13th. May 13th at The Leaf. That's our last show for a little bit as Chickadee. But I am playing with some other people. On the 15th, I'm playing with Mari Padianu at Park Alley's. And then on May 22nd with Parker Beasley at Park Alley's. And then May 30th with Cece Lopez for their album release show at Side Stage. That's going to be super great too. Yeah, got a few things.
Yeah. And for that hypothetical Chrono Cross, Chrono Trigger tribute record, what would you play on that hypothetical gig?
You mean instrument?
No, like in terms of
Oh, what
tunes.
song? Memories of Green, obviously.
Yeah.
Ruined World would be a good one. It's like very like atmospheric. I think that would be a cool arrangement. We actually did like a drum and bass type of arrangement of that back in the Fire Nation days.
Nice.
And then Chalice Theme would be another one that we would do.
Yeah. And then what's the theme that starts off like Chrono Cross, like the fiddle one?
Oh, yeah, the main theme. I don't
Yeah.
remember what the name of it is, but yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. Or like
Great drum beat.
Magus's theme, or like Lavos. Yeah. That'd be sick.
They just do everything. Why not?
Yeah. And you know, you can cross over with like you know, Parasite Eve and like, you know, Yoko Shimomura stuff, and yeah. And then and then Saga Frontier as well too, and then you know, FF10.
Yeah, all the music for those like older RPGs. Incredible.
Yeah, killer. Yeah, thanks again for the interview.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me, Gareth. Super
Yeah,
great.
no problem. Yeah, are there any tracks from Persistence you want to play out with?
Ooh, probably Peregrine and Overstimulated.
Yeah.
Sam and the Doggies, you're listening to CGUM Winnipeg. CGUM.
Isn't it time you realize that dancing is nothing more than a form of expression of release?
Do you understand what I'm talking about? That music is so powerful that it's quite beyond my control. And when I'm in the grips of it, I don't feel pleasure and I don't feel pain.
These are innocent questions. I have not seen you perform. I've just read a great deal about you.
And I could certainly use a release.
That was Japanese Breakfast with Be Sweet. Hello, my name is Emma Murphy. This is my show, Sunlit Youth. I am the host every Tuesday night from 8 to 9 p.m. On my show, I play a mix of indie alternative rock and a hint of classic, so if that's what you're into, then stick with me. Up next, I have one from Apache Relay. This one just feels like summer to me. I thought it would be the perfect track for tonight. It's called Katie Queen of Tennessee. And after that, I have another summer-sounding song from Alabama Shakes. You're listening to 101.5, and I'll be right back.
Thank you. Blood on the grass, blood on my knees. Waited so long to find some peace. Call up the past, scream on the breeze. You made me laugh, you blessed my sneeze. Take off my shoes and put yours on. They feel heavy, but I feel strong. Take a hike up to the top of the sun. God, it feels good to find someone who loves me. Who loves me like I love my fun. So strip off your clothes, slip into the sea. Skinny dip, tripping when no one sees. Back in the arms of make-believe. Back to the shade of the cherry tree.
Fun from Suki Waterhouse here on 101.5 FM. And fun fact, Suki Waterhouse is married to Robert Pattinson / Edward Cullen, so she's living every vampire lover's dream. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Up next, I have a band for you that was originally called The Canals. They hated that name so much that they changed it, only to also hate the name they changed it to. In interviews, they claimed that after finding success so young, they felt trapped to keep their name. I think the band name has always sounded cool, but that's just me. You're listening to Sunlit Youth, and here is Bombay Bicycle Club with How Can You Swallow So Much Sleep?
back me up? Could you 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 back me up?
Band Half Moon Run with Jello on My Mind. What a great track from a great Canadian band. So I was in grade 12 when I first started doing my radio show, and while I was still in the training, I had to figure out a good show name, but I couldn't figure out a good show name for the life of me. I kept resorting to Murphy's Music, which just sounded a little too ridiculous, and I desperately wanted a name that just sounded cool. One day, I came in to do my show live, and I was chatting with my manager, Jared, at his desk. I had my whole show set list written out on a piece of paper, and I included the song name, artist, and album. I was talking about my show name frustrations to him, and he took the paper from me, he spun it around, he read through it, and he said, Sunlit Youth. there's your show name. Sunlit Youth was the album name of a band called Local Natives, which I was playing that day on my show. So if I hadn't played that specific song that specific day and had that specific conversation, would I be called Sunlit Youth to this day? Who knows? And probably not. Maybe I would have been called, like, Blurry Face or something. Up next, I'm going to play the track that I was playing that specific show. This one's called Ellie Alice. It's by Local Natives off the album Sunlit Youth. You're listening to 101.5, and I hope you enjoy.
Ellie Alice and me on the train under the channel. Come on and trade me seats. 'Cause I can't sit facing backwards. She reads a dying magazine, and I'm so tired I can't sleep. On the other side, will I be reminded? Hey, in you, counting up the myself.
what books I have left. I'll put away a few, and pretty soon I'll be breaking things like how would you. States below. We'll be right back.
You're listening at 21.5. That was No Vacation with You're Not With Me. And before that was Father John Misty with Nancy From Now On. You can catch Father John Misty headlining Thursday night at Folkfest. Up next, I have one from Canadian singer-songwriter Feist. In 2011, she released an album called Metals. The track I'm about to play for you from the album is about how long-term partners can lose the ability to see the good in one another and ultimately begin bringing out the worst. You're listening to 101.5, you're listening to Sunlit Youth, and here is Feist with The Bad in Each Other.
Yeah. those countless empty days made me dizzy when I woke, and I live to see your face, and I hate to see you go, but I know no other way, and straight on.
What meds are you on?
Me? None. I used to be on lithium and Seroquel and Abilify, but I don't take them anymore. No. They make me foggy and they also make me bloated.
Yeah. I was on Xanax and Effexor, but I agree, it wasn't as sharp, so I stopped.
You ever take Klonopin?
Klonopin, yeah.
Right?
Jesus.
Like, is it what?
Yeah. Well,
what day is it? How about Trazodone?
Trazodone?
Oh, it flattens you out. I mean, you are done. It takes the light right out of your eyes.
God, I bet it does.
With My Sherry Amore, and before that was Grizzly Bear with their song Sleeping Ute. So Toronto band Metric put out their biggest album Fantasies in 2009. I was only 8 years old at the time, and I remember listening to this next track and thinking the lyric went, "Help, I'm alive, my heart keeps beating like a hamburger," when it's actually beating like a hammer. I guess I was just really hungry or something. You're listening to 101.5, and here is Metric with Help, I'm Alive.
Thank you.
Today, I just wanted to extend a huge thank you to anyone that tuned in. Thank you so much, and I hope that you enjoyed the show and are having a wonderful evening. Once again, my name is Emma Murphy. This has been my show, Sunlit Youth. I am the host every Tuesday night from 8 to 9 p.m. On my show, I play a mix of indie alternative rock and a hint of classic, so if that's what you're into, I'll be back next week at the same time. If I ever play a song and I don't mention the song name, artist, or album, you can always feel free to go to the UMFM website, go under the program directory, find my show Sunlit Youth or whichever show you're looking for, and the host will put a full set list and an MP3 of this show there for you. I'm going to leave you with one from Michael Jackson off his 1979 album Off the Wall. Here is Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful night.
Sensation. Trout Forest Music Festival's back and ready to light up Ear Falls, Ontario for another unforgettable weekend in the woods. From August 14th to 16th, Ear Falls Waterfront Park hosts 3 days of music and camping on the lake, 4 hours east of Winnipeg, but a world away from the everyday. Our lineup is stacked with a host of the most exciting voices in Canadian roots and folk, including the gritty, emotional depth of Juno Award winner Mariel Buckley and Moon River's lush indie folk. Son of Dave is sure to bring his signature raw, high-energy performance, while festival favorites the D-Rangers promise to showcase their classic country storytelling. With talent like Dom and Jacob, Raven Reed, Irvin Miller, and more rounding things out, it's a weekend that flows from the intimate to full tilt festival energy. Tickets are on sale now at troutfest.com with early bird prices on weekend passes available until July 31st. Camping and RV passes are extra, but this amazing lineup of talents is a great value for all. Don't miss the 2026 Trout Forest Music Festival from August 14th to 16th in beautiful Ear Falls, Ontario. Proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
Si vous avez présenté une demande d'indemnisation pour des sévices subis dans un pensionnat indien, sachez que les dossiers de votre demande sont protégés. Ils seront détruits en septembre 2027, à moins que vous ne choisissiez de les conserver ou de les partager. Pour en savoir davantage, composez le numéro sans frais 1-877-635-2648 ou consultez le site Mes documents, mon choix.ca.
Welcome back to 101.5 UMFM. You're listening to Radio Sin Forgiveness. I am your host, Jonah, and what another wonderful evening it is to be back on the radio playing music for you guys. I hope you're all having a good week so far, a good summer so far. I hope you guys had a good Canada Day too and enjoyed the last Canada Day show that we did. Tonight, I've got some very typical Radio Sin Forgiveness music for you. Really, it's based all around one artist. I had more or less a complete set list before listening to this one album introduced to me by someone very special. That artist is, of course, Feeble Little Horse, and we've got a few other songs playing tonight, but before we get into that kind of shoegaze kind of vibe, I thought I would play one other song that I stumbled upon again that I just like a lot, and I wanted to open up with it. That song is Trees and Flowers